Welcome to our Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today on our program, you're going to hear a teaching that I am using exclusively here on radio. This isn't on my television broadcast, but this is a teaching that I did at a Gospel Truth seminar, and it's being played exclusively for our radio audience. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you, so listen, and at the end of the program, you'll hear our announcer come on and share with you about how you can receive this very teaching that you'll be listening to today. There's some people here today, I'm sure, that are sitting there saying, well, now wait a minute, without Jesus, you're nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5, I believe it is, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And there's people sitting there thinking, boy, you think you're somebody special, and you think you can do all of this stuff, and you're just arrogant and proud, and you're criticizing me. I agree 100% that without Jesus, I'm nothing. But what I'm saying is I'm not without Jesus. And I'm never going to be without Jesus. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. If somehow or another you could separate Jesus from me, well, then I am not worth spitting on. Amen. I am not proclaiming my own power and my own authority. I'm saying it's Jesus 100%, but He's in me. And I cannot stand before my problems and just say, oh God, we have no power, no might. Would you please, pretty please, do something? That's an insult against God. You have been resurrected. God has reconciled you unto Himself through Jesus. You now have power and authority. And instead of begging and pleading with God and telling God to repent, you need to believe what He's done and understand the power that you've got. And stand up and start taking your authority. And if you do it this way, really, everything's already been provided for you. When you run into some problem, you just pray and you speak to it. And if you don't see immediate results, say, Father, am I missing something? Show me what I need to know. Really, that's about the only request I ever make. Is, Father, I know You've already provided this. What am I missing? Show me what I need to know. That's really about the only request I make. You know, a few years back, it was 2003, we were trying to build this building and finish it out. And I'd bought the building for $3.2 million, and we got a loan for that. And then we needed another $3.2 million to finish out the building renovation. And the banker told us, he says, we wouldn't have given you the loan if we hadn't already approved you for the construction loan. So he says, it's a done deal. You'll have your money next week. Well, that went on every week for 9 months. And 9 months later, we still didn't have the money. And I was sitting on this, and our ministry was just imploding. We were growing so fast. We needed this building, and we had to have the money. And anyway, it's a long, long story. But after 9 months, he says, let's start all over. The appraisal's old now. Let's get a new appraisal and let's just start over. And all I could think of is, you know what? We're going to sit here 9 months later, be at this same place. And so I said, you know, let me pray about this. And I said, God, and I didn't sit there and I wasn't asking, oh God, make this loan go through. See, I don't pray that way. I just pray for the job to get done. And I assumed, which was wrong on my part, that God wanted me to take out a loan because I didn't have $3.2 million. So I assumed that we were going to get a loan and other people had offered it to us and it looked, everything was fine. But anyway, when nothing was working, I said, let me pray about it. And I started praying. And what I did was pray in tongues. And I prayed that God would give me an interpretation. Within 10 minutes of praying in tongues, God spoke to me and reminded me of a prophecy that said, you aren't going to need a loan because you already have a bank. Somebody had prophesied that over me. It says, you have a bank. And I said, what bank is that? Says, that bank is your partner's. And then they went on. And you know what? I just hadn't put all of the pieces together. But when I was praying and saying, God, what's happening? I know that this isn't a problem with you. There's got to be something wrong. What's the hindrance? God showed me that the problem was He didn't want me to take out a loan on that building. He wanted us to pay for it cash through our partners. And some of you think, well, that's a simple thing. It was a huge thing. Because at that time, Jamie says we had more money. I thought we had $30,000 saved in 5 years. You say it was what, $100,000? $100,000, but you know what? $100,000 is still a huge amount from $3.2 million. And at the rate we had been saving money, it could have taken me 100 years to have gotten that money together and have finished that thing out. Plus, on top of all of this, we had just expanded our television like $190,000 per month. It was the biggest expansion we'd ever made. So we were already under the gun, and we had to have a huge increase in finances just to keep level with our monthly payments. And on top of that, I needed $3.2 million. And for me to accept this word and say, I'm going to just believe God, you know, I believe that a godly man, Psalms 15:4, I believe it is, says he'll swear to his own hurt and change not. If I advertise to my partners that God told me that you are going to help me finish this, and if my partners didn't come through, then I wouldn't go take a loan. I would not change. I was going to commit myself to this if I committed. And it could have destroyed the ministry. It could have been the end of the ministry, because if we would have just accumulated money at the rate we were going in 100 years for me to finish that building, I'd have been gone. This ministry would have been over. So I prayed about it and made sure, but you know, I decided to go ahead and do that. And anyway, the good news is in 14 months, I brought in $3.2 million above our normal operating expense. We paid for that and had it debt free. And man, it's just a tremendous blessing. But here's my point, that see, I didn't sit there and, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and fight with him and try and make him make that loan come through. That's not the way I pray, because I'm not smart enough to be God and tell him what to do. I just know that the job needed to be done. I didn't know how to get there. I was assuming it was going to be a loan. But when it wasn't working, I started praying, and the only question I asked is, God, what's the deal? What do you want me to do? Once God speaks to you, then you act on it and you just go ahead. Amen? If you pray for something, God's already healed you. So you speak to it, and if you don't see it go, well, then you start praying in tongues to build yourself up on your most holy faith, because it's a very good possibility that the reason it's not working is because you aren't strong in faith. So start seeking the Lord more and get into the Word and pray and build yourself up. Get somebody to agree with you and help you if you don't feel like your faith is where it should be. Ask God for what's the hindrance. Show me what's going on. Am I doing something wrong? And I do things like that, but I don't ever sit there and just plead with God as if he's my adversary. God has now reconciled me to himself. God wants good for me more than I want it, and I don't ever have to beg and plead with God. You know, when my son was raised from the dead, when we got that news that he was dead, we got a call at 4:15 in the morning. Jamie and I just immediately spoke and said, the first report's not the last report. And we said, in the name of Jesus, we command life back into him. And then we had to get up and drive into town. It was an hour and 15 minutes. Our cell phones didn't work and we were without communication. And so as we were driving in, you know what? I wasn't begging, pleading with God. God's not my problem. You know what I did? I just started praising the Lord. I started having grief, sorrow, fear, all of these negative things that I didn't like. And I don't like them. And I knew it wasn't glorifying God. So I just started praising God. I wasn't praising God to manipulate him. I started praising God and saying, Father, if my son doesn't come back to life, you didn't kill him. It's not your fault. I'm going to serve you. I want you to know I love you. I am not put out with you. You have not failed me. If anybody failed anybody, I failed you. And I just started praising him for how good he is. And I said, I'm going to praise you regardless. And man, when I did that, you know, it's like praise primes the pump. And man, all of a sudden faith rose on the inside of me. And God gave me a word. And sure enough, our son, after being dead for 4.5 hours, was raised from the dead and was normal. As normal as he was before. No brain damage, no more than he had before. And he was raised from the dead, and it was a miracle. It was awesome. But you know what? Even in that situation, I didn't beg and plead with God. I took my authority and spoke what I believed was God's will, and then I just started praising him. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there's a better way to pray than what most of us have prayed. And it's to understand that God has already reconciled us to himself. God is not the adversary that you see in the Old Testament. You got to get a clear distinction. Recognize that there's only one mediator now. And that's not That's not you. That's not anybody else. You don't have to beg and plead with God. All you got to do is stand here and just be a channel for God to flow through. Just take your authority and speak and command this and release the power of God. That's dependent upon you knowing what God's will is. You can't just sit there and enforce your own desires. You have to know what the Word of God says. But once you know that this is God's will, then take your authority and just speak it and proclaim it and use the power of death and life that's in your tongue to overcome things and praise God and just love God. And you do that, and I guarantee you, you'll see better results than what most people have been getting. Amen? That's good news. That'll help you. You know, let me say this. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say this. If you don't know Jesus, maybe a few of the things I said here today have helped you, because I said that all of your sins have already been paid for. Some of you may feel like you've just been too bad. How could God forgive you? The truth is, He's already forgiven you. He put all of His wrath on Jesus. Jesus has suffered every night. If you could go back and remember in your mind when you just really did something terrible and you just sat there in total shame and you were humiliated, you were shocked at what you did. Did you know what? Jesus has already borne all of that for you. Jesus felt exactly the way that you felt. Jesus took your shame. He took your punishment. Jesus has already suffered and He's already forgiven you of all of that. And so now it's not a matter of what you've done. It's just the only thing that matters is, are you going to make Jesus your Lord? Are you going to put your faith in Him? Or are you going to trust in your own goodness to make you right with God? If you'll humble yourself and make Jesus your Lord, you can be born again and you can instantly be changed. Like our sister was talking about this morning, and she got changed. I was watching you last night. Man, God touched her. She was set free. Isn't that awesome? You could be instantly changed. God's already provided it all. It's just a matter of, will you receive it?
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled A Better Way to Pray for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Remember, this is the last day we're making this offer, so don't delay. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline, and you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call and remember to get these products.